Hey folks, welcome back to another edition of Community Focus, right here on WPJC 95.5. I'm your host, News Affairs Director Guy Lambert. I'm all smiles this morning. That's because we got a power-packed show lined up for you. Gonna get to that in just one second. However, before we do so, need to remind you that the comments and opinions expressed during the course of this program are not necessarily the views of WPGC Radio. Well, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, I'm curious. How many of you, and by a show of hands, know the mission of the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking? Well, I should see more hands than that. You see, the mission of the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking is to cultivate a regulatory environment that protects consumers, attracts and retains financial services from the district. How about they empower and educate residents on financial matters and provide financing for district small businesses? Here to chit-chat with us about all the good that they're doing is none other than Ms. Michelle Hammonds. She is the Director of the Office of Financial Empowerment and Education at the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking. And with that, I give you Ms. Hammonds. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Well, I am truly excited about it. First and foremost, I got to tell you, you have the longest title I have ever said in my life. But you got to love it. You are doing such an amazing job as the director. For folks that are, dear God, crawling from under a rock and hearing about you and what you do day in and day out for the first time, why don't you elaborate? What is it that you focus on?
Well, we are that second prong in the agency's mission to provide financial empowerment to the residents. And we focus on District of Columbia residents because we are the district government. However, the information that we share is available and helpful to everyone. And what we really want to do is make sure people know what choices they can make when they're dealing with their personal finances, how they can move themselves from dependency to self-sufficiency and really start to build wealth in a generational manner. And so we provide a number of resources, programs, and tools so that an individual can work on their finances depending on where they are. We really want to make a focus on meeting people where they are with their financial life.
Yeah, this is so important, especially during this time of the year. And I'm thinking about folks like myself. Went shopping the other day and, well, I reached in my wallet and saw this thing called a credit card. And I said, you know what? I know I'm close to maxing it out, but I didn't do it. What I'm getting at is that a lot of folks are going into more debt just to buy those Christmas gifts during this time of the year.
Yeah, and that's, that's an unfortunate thing. And that's one thing that we really, as you're thinking about your finances and the holidays, you really want to take care of a couple of things. You want to make a couple of lists. Santa was making his list and checking it twice. I encourage everyone to do that for themselves. Who are you spending money on for this holiday? How much are you planning to spend? And really take an assessment. Don't go at it haphazardly, because that's what really can cause you to have that financial ruin, because you're doing things on the impulse as opposed to having a plan.
Yeah. Well, like it or not, and I will say not in this case, we all at some point will experience an emergency, something that we did not plan for. But it was to my surprise that 56% of Americans are unable to really pay for an unexpected $1,000 bill with their savings if an emergency should happen. That's concerning.
Yes, it's really startling. And one of the things that we really want to help people to do is start to build that financial resiliency. One thing that we know is that things happen, life happens. And so when life happens, a lot of times it is a $1,000 cost. So let's say you have to get a whole new set of tires because the tires have gone down. On average, you're paying about $500 to $800 for new tires. Hopefully you can find a good bargain. But if you don't have that money set aside already, that can create not only that financial stress, but that emotional stress to try to get that done. And so having money set aside is one of those ways that can reduce the stress in your life, but also be able to manage and become resilient with the things that you need to do.
Yeah, so important. You know, speaking of important, one of the things that we talked about off air happens to be the Bank on DC program. This is important and near and dear to your heart. Why is that?
That program has been in existence for 10 years, and we really want to make sure we connect individuals with safe and affordable checking and savings accounts, because having that Checking and savings account is really the foundation to building your financial wealth. You want to have a stable account to help manage your daily spending habits, as well as to start to save for the future. On average, in the industry, we tell people to set aside 3 to 6 months of expenses. But after we've just gone through the pandemic and we saw how people have really been struggling, you know, is it realistic? But one of the things that I always tell people is to start small. When you're trying to start saving, it can be something as simple as putting away $5 to $25 a month. And you'll be really surprised on how quickly that can add up if you do it automatically, because you have a checking account and a savings account. You can have that when you receive your paycheck, that money can automatically be put into your savings account, and then you're doing it automatically and without any fuss, any muss, and you'll be surprised on how quickly you can start to save money.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of money, but when you think about the amount you spend on coffee, or at least for me, the amount I spend on, it's $5 a cup nowadays. And so, you know, if I just wait until I get to work and have the work coffee, which is just as good almost, I could probably save so much more money. One of the other things, one of the other things that I have struggled with in the past, and it's full disclosure with me, and that is the B word. And I'm talking about a budget. Dear God, I set one every month. But then, like I said, I go out, I do a little shopping, go grab a bite to eat, splurge a little bit. And before you know it, oh, man, I've overpassed my or surpassed my budget. I'm curious. Perhaps I need to sign up for the Financially Fit DC program. Would that suit me well?
That would suit you well. It is a great online financial tool that we have and we've created to help people manage their budget and come up with the tools that they need to have that management in place. Now, one thing that I would say, you said the dreaded B word, and I akin that to the dreaded D word, diet and budget. Most people don't like it because it sounds restrictive. But really, all a budget is a plan for your money. And if you know that you're going to have some expenses in a specific month, then allocate it. Then take the time to say, okay, I know I have this amount of money coming in. I have these obligations that I have to take care of. And these are the other things that I want to do. And then when you have a plan, you can see where you're going. And remember, your budget is not set in stone. So you have to be flexible. But the only way you're going to do that is if you look at it at a regular basis and commit to yourself that you want to have that money management that you need so you can achieve the goals that you want to achieve.
Yeah, we're going to have to wrap up here in just a minute. But before we do so, I really want to make sure that folks that are listening, they're saying, you know what, this sounds right. It sounds like what I need to do, but I got to take the first step. Can you elaborate on that? What is taking the first step for a person like me? We just talked about I have issues with budget and spending. What's that first step I should take?
I really say the first step is really assessing where your income is coming from, where you are spending your money, and do a 2-week challenge to yourself. Write things down and see where you're spending money. And you know, I say that haphazardly, but I really mean if you need to use your smartphone or what have you, take an assessment of where you are. And then I even take it a step further. If you're spending money, think about why are you spending that money? What are you emotionally feeling as well? And then when you do that assessment for 2 weeks or even to a month, you can see where your money is going. When you know what's happening, then you can start to make better decisions about your finances. And so those are some of the critical things. I would also encourage people, after you've taken that assessment, make a list and make a plan for those expenses that you may have. Also, see if there's a way that you can reduce your expenses. Sometimes we can negotiate with our various programs, our creditors that we may have. You can additionally look to make sure that you're not spending money haphazardly that you don't know about or that you forgot about with a simple subscription that you may have. And so really take an assessment of where that money is going out, and then that can start to help you towards your first step. And the next thing I would say is have a plan and have a goal. what is it that you want to achieve with your finances? When you write it down and take into account, that's when you can start the beginnings of building your financial wealth.
Wise words from a wise woman. Folks that want to find out more information about how they can be more financially secure, stable, and manage their finances better, is there a telephone number and or a website one can log on to?
You can find out about all of our resources at disb.dc.gov. And our main number is 202-727-8000.
Once again, we've been chatting with none other than Ms. Michelle Hammonds, Director of the Office of Financial Empowerment and Education at the Department of Insurance, Securities, and Banking. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure as well, ma'am. Have an amazing day.
Same to you.
All right, folks, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. More Community Focus coming up next, right here on WPGC 95.5.